Okay, Mr. Camacho.
It's approximately, are we on the record now? Are we recording?
Yes, we are.
Okay. It's approximately 9:26 a.m. on Thursday, the 9th of June, 2011. I'm Anthony R. Camacho. I'm serving as hearing officer for the Office of Public Accountability. This is the case of, in the matter of Sanford Technology Group, LLC, protest number OKA-PP-11-008. This is the hearing on Sanford Technology Group's May 27th, 2011 protest. Will the members of the Office of Public Accountability present at this hearing please identify themselves for the record?
Doris Morris-Brooks, Public Auditor.
Hugh Paris, Audit Supervisor.
Ann Camacho, Procurement Analyst.
Thank you. Will the counsel for the protestor please identify himself for the record and any institutional representatives that are with him this morning?
Yes, thank you. Good morning. This is Juhan Martinez from Blair Sterling Johnson and Martinez, and we're representing the protester who's represented by their president, Dave Zink.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. Will counsel for the purchasing agency, DOE, please identify herself for the record and any institutional representatives with her this morning?
Rebecca Perez, legal counsel for the Guam Department of Education. I am appearing without any management representatives.
Thank you, Ms. Perez. Now, I believe yesterday evening on the 8th of June, Data Management Resources, who appears to be a bidder or potential bidder in this procurement, entered an appearance in this matter. But as this is a procurement, entry of appearance. And I do identify Ms. Jackie Terlahi, who's present in the room this morning, with, I believe, a representative from Data Management Resources. But as this is a protest, this matter is between Sanford Technology, the protestor, and the purchasing agency, DOE, as this protest is made under and is being heard by the public auditor pursuant to 5 GCA, Section 5425A, as established by public law 31-12. And we have also received yesterday evening, June the 8th, the proposed resolution of this protest by the parties was submitted. Who would like to discuss? I believe as it was your protest, Mr. Martinez. I'll give you the opportunity to discuss this proposed resolution.
Thank you, sir. The basis for the protest was that in the invitation to bid, which is invitation to bid 006-211, section 2.5.4.3 obligated bidders to post a 100% performance bond in connection with the bid and performance if they were to win the bid. We specifically cite to 5 GCA 5212G, which eliminates the need for performance bonds as the basis for our challenge to this particular bid or protest. The proposed resolution made by the Government of Guam's Department of Education was to eliminate this particular provision, the performance bond provision, but also in their amendment they eliminate all performance or bonding requirements and financial guarantee requirements, which I think Your Honor,
Mr. Camacho is hearing officer, public auditor is the that's the person you're addressing.
I appreciate that, which I'm I understand that the hearings officer and public auditor recognize may be in violation of 5 GCA 512A, but from the protester standpoint, the removal of the offending provision is sufficient to resolve our basis for protest. The question is whether too much was excised to create other opportunity for protest by other mayors.
Ms. Paris?
I appreciate that there's a reference, and I understand as well, based on the conversations that we had heard prior to the hearing, that the requirement for a bid bond, a sealed bid over a certain amount, may be necessary. At this point, I think the position of the department is that we've addressed the underlying protest, and this is still an open procurement, subject to various amendments, extensions, and or other issues that may arise. So this is not a closed procurement yet. I understand that the protest was brought on the basis that, given the 14-day time limit, and that there was an affirmative requirement for what they believed to be violative of applicable law, it was necessary to bring that. I acknowledge that this is being pointed out, that the bid bond requirement may be necessary pursuant to the law, but I would put forth that as this procurement is not closed, that the department has the opportunity to address that, and if we feel it is required, can put it in via an amendment or other, it would be an amendment as a procedure to address that. So with regard to the present protest, if Sanford and their council are accepting of the resolution as it stands now, and that amendment was issued just yesterday, then I would ask that the Office of Public Accountability, the hearing officer, accept that and give my department an opportunity to see if we do need to address the requirement for the bid bond, because it is an open procurement. It's not done yet. The final requirements for it may be addressed. Now, I understand that there may be a position that we should just address it now, and if you're of the opinion it's required to be put in, given the wide open space because of the lack of regulations on this, that is your option. But my position on behalf of my client is to please give us an opportunity to review it and to make our decisions as a department. Quite frankly, if a protest was filed on that basis alone, I would find it as being premature, because it hasn't closed yet. We haven't violated necessarily anything, because amendments can still be issued with regard to the bid bond. So I would argue that if that was going to be a sticking point, it is premature.
Okay. Ms. Martinez, any comments on that issue?
Just some minor ones. We do accept the adjustment because it eliminates the offending provision which obligates us to post a performance bond. As far as whether it's right to argue that another matter may create issues down the line, I agree that it probably isn't right, but the record is static as of yesterday's amendment, so it does open the door for other people. But again, I think the Department of Education is probably correct that there is a procedure for approaching that issue pursuant to the regulations.
I guess for the Office of Public Accountability, there are a couple of issues. One is somewhat of a threshold issue, and the threshold issue is what is the estimated total price of this procurement, Ms. Paris?
I do not have that answer for you at that time. If you would.
Well, you don't have to give a complete one, but is it DOE's position that in all likelihood this procurement will cost in excess of $25,000?
As counsel and being present without the procurement manager, and if you'd like me to have him come in so that he can give that information, I will. Unfortunately, I don't believe I'm in a position to answer that right now. I'm the lawyer, I'm not the procurement manager. If you'd like me to get a representative over from my office, I believe I can do that right now, if you feel that that's necessary to answer during this hearing.
Okay, well, the...
I have the feeling that if you ask the interested party or the protester, that they would probably give you an opinion as to whether or not this will be over $25,000.
But that's not where it turns. The law specifically states, and I'm quoting from 5 GCA section 5212, okay, bid security shall be required for all competitive sealed bidding for the procurement supplies or services when the total price is estimated by the chief procurement officer to exceed $25,000. Now, although the language of the statute says chief procurement officer, there are other statutory provisions in 5 GCA Chapter 5, which indicate in the case of the Department of Education, the language will be basically altered or be interpreted to mean the superintendent of DOE or her procurement representative. Therefore, that's where that turns. And essentially, if there's an estimate by DOE or their procurement officer that this procurement will exceed the amount of $25,000, bid security is in fact required in the amount of 15% of the total bid amount. That's pursuant to 5 GCA Section 5212 Subsection B. And during our teleconference, as I stated, this law does in fact conflict with certain provisions of DOE's procurement regulations. And of course, pursuant to the case I cited, specifically Guam Radiology or RADS versus Guam Memorial Hospital, that Supreme Court case, the way that the Supreme Court has ruled, the Supreme Court of Guam has ruled that whenever there's a conflict between a statute and a agency's regulation, it's the statute, the law, that controls. And in this case, if that is the amount, and essentially, or if the amount is in excess of $25,000, there must be a provision for bid security in accordance with 5 GCA Section 5212. A little different if it's below, then that's where the agency has discretion as to whether or not they're going to require bid security. Okay, but that's a threshold question, and you're telling me that you're not prepared to answer that?
Meaning no disrespect whatsoever, that is a question that I believe would be answered by my client, and I would answer that on behalf of them, but I would like them present to confirm that. Additionally, with regard to the requirements that it's in there, I am not in any way arguing that that is in fact what the law says. I acknowledge that completely. What I am saying is that, quite frankly, the Department of Education has an opportunity to comply with the law up until the time that the procurement itself is closed. In other words, in order to comply with that, we would be entitled to issue another amendment reinstating the requirement for the bid bond upon the determination by the department that it is required. I'm not arguing that that is the law and that if this is in excess or estimated to be in excess of over $25,000, that it would be required. If what I am saying is that amendment has already been issued. So even to change it, a third amendment would be necessary by the department if we were to keep this existing IFB in play. So
you've already, so you state that Amendment 2 has already been issued.
It has been issued. It was posted, I believe, on the website, or should have been posted yesterday, and all potential vendors were given notice of it.
It is
an existing amendment now. And if the OPA and the hearing officer were inclined to say you're not going to accept this resolution until such time as that is put in there, that's the option there. But my point is, if there are errors detected, whether it's the bid bond or other things, or if there are changes in the position of the department, we are allowed the opportunity to amend the procurement by further amendments. And I'd ask that we be given the opportunity to do that. This is not yet a closed procurement.
Okay. Looking at the requirements of the IFB itself, in particular Section 2.1.2 of the IFD. We're going to talk about the minimum quantity, in particular 390 laptops to be housed in mobile labs. Further, in item B, that was item A I was discussing, in item B, if you look at the minimum total quantity of 1,735 teacher laptops, that would be the finding of the public auditor that it is highly likely that this procurement would exceed the amount of $25,000, making the requirement of bid security the amount of 15% of total bid required pursuant to 5 GCA section 5212 subsection B. And the final decision in this matter would have to reflect that.
May I ask, just to clarify, if the decision was that it would have to reflect that, would that hold up the resolution of the protest, or would it, would you note that this is a requirement in the event that this exceeds 25,000?
I said that the final decision would address
okay,
that finding and the effects if, in fact, this procurement exceeded the amount of $25,000. Okay. The other issue is, when is the deadline for the bidders to submit their bids currently?
I apologize. I believe the extension was issued. Currently, it is June 27th. I'm basing that on, for the record, on the potential.
Based on information and belief, June 27th or
yes, that is correct. I do apologize. I don't have that date certain.
Yeah, the other issue, in terms, I understand if it's still open and there's still a possibility to issue amendments, is two issues that DOE must consider. Number one, it is one of the goals and policies of the procurement law that it seeks to promote efficiency and economy. Having a procurement with multiple amendments certainly does not fulfill those goals. Therefore, the amendments made must, to the greatest extent possible, match Guam procurement law and DOE's procurement regulations. And if they conflict, they certainly must match Guam's procurement law to avoid numerous amendments which would result in an inefficient procurement methodology. Further, it wouldn't be a very economical system if you're constantly amending, basically in reaction to various protests. The idea being to try to get it right the first time and avoid the need for amendment and the need to respond to protest. In any event, the main concern of the public auditor, one of the main concerns of the public auditor in terms of the efficiency and the economy of trying to get this particular procurement done, is the fact that it is partially funded, or funded in part, by ERA funds. And those funds will sunset, and it's imperative that the parties understand, especially DOE, that time is of the essence. Okay. And the decision of the public body would certainly reflect that fact as well. If DOE were to issue a third amendment resolving the issue of the requirements of 5 GCA section 5212A, And B, how soon would DOE be able to issue such an amendment?
I would estimate if that were the course by tomorrow, there is additional research, quite frankly, that I would look into, because not just the ARRA funds, DOE is currently, well, this is ARRA funded, there may be certain other things that apply given DOE's high-risk status as a federal grantee. So there are certain procurement, they may or may not apply to this specifically. I would need to research it. But if we were inclined to issue in order to comply either with an order by you or by, based on the decision that it's just necessary under the local law, by tomorrow.
Are there any other final issues that need to be brought to the public auditor's attention concerning this protest at this time? Are there any other issues?
As far as the scope of this protest, we don't have any other issues. There are some outstanding questions which may affect whether another amendment needs to be issued.
Okay, but that's outside of the scope of this protest. But within the scope of the procurement process itself.
Yes, sir. Nothing further for the protest.
Okay. But you would be satisfied with this, or you are satisfied with this proposed resolution?
Excising the provision that was offending, yes. We're satisfied with that.
Okay. And then, just for the record, Ms. Ferris, is this procurement entirely funded by ARRA or funded in part by ARRA?
I believe this procurement is fully ARRA funded, but I need to qualify that statement again, that I would, you know, need to clarify that with my client. I do believe it is. I apologize for not being able to, you know, prepared to answer all of these questions. I didn't expect the scope of these questions during today's hearing, so I do apologize.
Okay. We do understand that pursuant to 5GCA section 5425A. We've only had a very short time period, less than 10 days now, 10 working days really, to respond to the protest pursuant to the timelines given to us in that law. Okay, so but based on information and belief, it would be, your belief is that yes, it's at least partly funded by
ARRA? Oh, it's definitely partly ARRA funded. I'm inclined to say that it is fully, but I have to qualify that, you know, stating I would need to clarify that with the management officials who are responsible for handling this.
Okay. Therefore, based on 5 GCA section 5425A, the public auditor will take the proposed resolution, the statements of the parties, under advisement and issue a decision prior to the expiration of the 10 working day timeline set forth in that statute, which you should be receiving shortly.
If I could add, if there is an amendment issued, particularly this with regard to the bid bond requirement, DOE will not only provide that to all potential vendors, which would include the protester, but we will provide a copy to the OPA. We will file one as well with OPA.
Very well. Thank you. Are there any other final issues before we go?
The protester appreciates the speed at which this proceeding has occurred. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. It's approximately 9:50 a.m., and these proceedings are closed, and we are off the record.